The Jason Greger Show presents Struds On Dancing.
Back in my prime, like, I'm mixing up, I'm dancing on the dance floor. You hear Michael Jackson, you know, play a little Beat It. I'm sliding all over there. I'm looking like could be on solid gold.
Boone Jenner.
Like Nolan Ryan, I grabbed, who did he grab? Was it Boone Jenner? Just came up business? Not Boone Jenner.
Robin Ventura,
yeah, Boone Jenner. I don't think
he was Boone Jenner is playing for the Blue Jackets, not the White Sox. But
he was that good.
Speaking.
Do we lose Ray?
I've never heard him speechless. Speechless. What? Oh. Speechless.
Speech.
The Willie Nylander Award nominees.
Three pretty good ones this week, boys. This might be our best threesome we've ever had.
It's time for Struds On.
The Tank. So we got a text in here, and I thought this was a pretty good one. You know, what does Struds think of teams tanking, from Coach Mike? And, you know, yesterday, Gary Bettman kind of talked about he doesn't feel like it happens, it's too hard, and this and that. And whatever, that's Gary's opinion. But I'll give you mine. I do believe that some teams go out for an all-in tank. I'm looking at you, Arizona. I believe that they are all-in. They think it can happen. They, you know, they're like, this is what they're doing. And they've unloaded a lot of stuff. Another team was a mess. I don't think it's really been that good for a while. Even made the playoffs. It was a bit of a mirage. But anyways, they go for it. So here they are. They're in the tanking mode. Then you have a team like Columbus. And I don't think Columbus actually wanted to tank. I think they just misread the situation. Now, obviously, the injuries they can't handle, like many teams can, like Jody Shelley's talked about. But I didn't think they had the centers to really be a good team. Did I think they'd be the bottom of the league? No. But these things have sometimes happen. And then you look at a team like Vancouver. You know, they're in also that group, but they didn't think they were actually that bad. I thought they'd be better than they have as well. They just can't defend. So here you are now. They're in that 27 spot out of 32 teams. So they're in there. But my problem is when you have teams that sometimes are tanking, but say they aren't tanking. And I think that's where I have a hard time kind of living with it. And I give Buffalo credit. When I looked at their goalies heading to this year and last year, I was a little bit, had a hard time understanding how they were going to compete, but they've had some improvement and they're getting better. So, you know, there are teams like Arizona is clearly tanking, although unfortunately for them, they're playing a bit too good. But I think other teams, sometimes it's hard to say they're tanking because it hasn't worked out. Like, I'll go back to my year with Pat Quinn. I don't believe that the Oilers organization was in there for a tank. I really don't. I think what happened was, I think the coaching was unusual. Let's put it that way. I think that we had a significant number of players get injured and some had tough years. And so next thing you know, poof, we get Taylor Hall. It wasn't the intention. I don't believe that Tambellini company and the coaching staff said, you know what, this is going to be a bad year. But it happens. The year I played in Chicago, oh, they were tanking. My last year, they were trading away anything they could. They just tried to keep it enough so they could keep the lights on and the wheels turning. So I don't always think that it's actually premeditated. Now, sometimes you get into the season, you're like, hey, we're not very good. We're going to unload it. But, Greggs, I don't like when they look like they're going to tank and they're lying. And I can't give you examples right now, but we have seen in the past. But the teams that are at the bottom, I don't think they're necessarily trying that hard to tank.